lesson. This morning we will return for the last time in this cycle to the awareness of awareness, the final phase of this, as taught by Padmasambhava. And it will entail, in a way, stretching the space of the mind, the kind of the very experience of awareness itself. It's very analogous, just by the way, to the Buddha's own teachings recorded in the Pali Canon on the Vijnana Kasina, or the emblem of consciousness, which really is simply awareness of awareness, but where one extends the kasina, one expands the kasina. So that's just kind of a reference in the Pali Canon. Returning to Padmasambhava's teachings, I want to give a little bit of preface because it can be a little bit elusive, but it doesn't have to be difficult. And that is, here one is directing the attention upwards, up into the space above you, to the right, to the left, downwards, then come to the heart, and then out to space. So it's a little bit of stretching. Now, when you're doing this, you might immediately slip into visualization, in which case you're doing it incorrectly, because then you're focusing on a sign, an image, an object. Yeah. So I want to give you a little hint of how this can be done, and we'll do it right now. So again, no special posture needed. But now just wherever you are, just listen very carefully. Can you hear quite a faint sound way off to my right? It could be a kilometer away, it could be a long way away, it could be even a kilometer away. Listen very carefully. Way off to my right, directly to my right. Can you hear a very, very faint sound out there? How about to my left? Do you hear a very faint bird song to my left? Quite distant. Okay, enough. In doing that, you were directing your attention to the space of your own awareness, to my right, to my left. It does not require any visualization. That was clear, right? You didn't have to visualize something out there. You simply direct your attention. And when I say it's far away, I mean, I could have been silly. Can you hear a sound about 10,000 miles to my right, you know? Well, we can't hear that far. Was there a sound? Probably not. I couldn't hear one. But the point was that you can direct your attention out there, and that's exactly what you were doing. You were directing your attention out to the space, to my right, to my left. And that's how we do it. It's just simply directing awareness upwards, but with no object, no target, and no visualization. Okay? So we will try that. We'll also, following the classic instructions, we will see if we can allow the awareness to descend to the heart. Once again, don't visualize. You may not master this the first time, or maybe the 10th or the 20th time, but it is a sense of so letting go, so relaxing, that the locus of your awareness, where you feel you're looking from. So in the conversation with Amanda yesterday, it seems for most of us, most of the time, that we're looking from the head. Well, that's just because we're so locked into visual. It's about 80% of our engagement with the world around us is ocular, so I understand. And so we're very much located here, but now this is not a visual exercise. It's purely mental. And so insofar as you can, just release the kind of the grasping of being up in your head. See if you can, like going down an elevator, see if you can just let your awareness descend to your heart and simply be aware of your awareness at your heart as your resting place, your vantage point. And then finally, simply release into space. Final comment before we begin, it's a very important one, and that is whatever practice you're emphasizing of the shamatha methods during this whole retreat, for always, whether you're focusing on the breath, settling the mind, or awareness of awareness, do your very best not to allow yourself to get caught up in thoughts either of attachment or of aversion. It's really important. Thoughts are going to come up. Of course, they're going to come up. There's no question about that. But really, do your absolute best not to enter into cognitive fusion with thoughts either about craving, attachment, desire, lust, or resentment, hostility, aggression, hatred, and all of that. So we're doing our very best to release that in, for example, the practice of mindfulness of breathing. There we are focusing on something so neutral, it's hard to imagine really developing a lot of craving for it, and even more so aversion to it. One can imagine it, but it's not very likely. And so there you're focusing on a neutral, just a neutral zone. And the fact that you're attending to the passage of the breath at the nostrils is significant. So you're basically shutting down the habitual mental formations of craving and hostility and trying to move right into the center. Now, to achieve shamatha means that your craving for all of the bounties of the desire realm, the dukam gi yundan la chapa, your attachment for all of the, that is, wealth, fame, sensual desires, sex, money, prestige, everything, you're just releasing it, right? And likewise, all the aversion, the hatred, ill will, really going dormant. And so those are among the five obscurations that go dormant when you achieve shamatha. They absolutely have to go dormant. Well, they go and dormant in one way by not feeding them, right? Letting them again go dormant, it's like Darth Vader, the chief villain of the mind, is delusion, right? And these are his two henchmen, craving and hostility. They're like his bodyguards. And you got to knock out the bodyguards first, right? So you can get to Darth Vader. And the prime mental affliction, of course, is delusion. And delusion is the misapprehension of reality. This is why once you've achieved shamatha and you've settled your awareness in the substrate consciousness, your next primary task, now that you've really, it's like you've put craving and hostility to sleep. You know, like, oh, they've passed out. And now there's just the arch villain waiting for you. And that's delusion. And the delusion is above all the reification, the grasping onto and the reification of me and my inherently existent mind. Mind. Reification of my mind. And that's why the very next major agenda, point of agenda, in Dzogchen especially, is Vipassana focused on the mind. Knocking out delusion. Now, we're deluded about all kinds of things. I'm going to play with the Star Wars imagery just a little bit more. But this comes from Kama Chakme, a brilliant text called The Spacious Path to Freedom, which I translated under, once again, Gyatso Rinpoche's guidance. But he points out, if you can break through the reification of your own mind, the grasping onto true existence of your own mind, then your grasping onto true existence of all other phenomena can be easily overcome. Okay? It's almost like a ricochet effect. It's not like they're instantly gone, but they've lost it. You know, they've lost their stronghold. The stronghold is the reification of one's own mind. Oneself. See through that, see the empty nature of your own mind, and then the others just flow. Okay? So it's like that weak spot in the Death Star, right? Get that one, and then and the whole thing just unravels. You've overcome delusion. With Vipassana, you've overcome delusion. The delusion that lies at the root of all mental afflictions. In a way, you've won, and there's only one more thing to be done on this trajectory. And that is, now that delusion has gone, there's one more thing, and that is avidya, marikpa, unawareness. Unawareness of what? Rikpa. Marikpa means not rikpa, unrikpa. And so that's now that the armor protecting ignorance or unawareness, avidya, has been shattered through your Vipassana practice. Now it is to break through even the conventional mind of the substrate consciousness, knowing that it's empty of inherent nature, and break through to Rigpa itself. So it's shamatha, Vipassana, and then tekchut, the breakthrough from the conventional mind, the ordinary mind, the relative mind, the subtle mind, to the very subtle. It's a very straight trajectory. Very simple strategy. Of course, simple doesn't mean easy. But it is simple. But the first thing is we got to get the two bodyguards to go to sleep. Because as long as they're there, they're just going to beat us up every time we approach. We try to practice Vipassana with, you know, these these 400-pound bodyguards of craving and hostility there, what chance do you think you're going to really get to be able to knock out delusion when you're being beaten to a pulp by craving and hostility? They'll cream you every time you come. Hey, put them up, delusion. You never even get near delusion. Because craving and hostility are beating the crap out of you every single time, right? So you've got to subdue them, subdue the guards, then you can get to delusion, knock out delusion, and then you can go from marikpa to rikpa, from avidya to vidya. Then you're home. So let's go home. Good. Find a good posture. Always start out easy. And what's easier than letting your awareness descend into the body, right down to the ground, then becoming mindfully present throughout the body and settling your body in its natural state, relaxed, still, and vigilant. Settle your respiration in its natural rhythm, breathing egolessly. Calm the discursive mind for a little while with mindfulness of breathing, releasing and releasing with every out-breath. then let your eyes be open, at least partially. And rest your awareness in space with no object. And yet sustain the flow of mindful presence without distraction, without grasping. And without imagining your body, without visualizing it, and without paying any attention to any sensory impressions, including the visual and the tactile, let awareness rest in its own place, holding its own ground, and with no location. Simply be aware of your immediate experience of being aware. Attend to that which is left over, even if all appearances were to vanish. Awareness is still there. It is exactly the awareness of the substrate consciousness. So we are, in effect, seeking to ascertain the substrate consciousness from the perspective of the substrate consciousness. Luminous and silent. Now direct your awareness directly upwards into space. Keep your eyes as they are. This is purely a mental practice, not visual. Direct your mental awareness upwards as far as your awareness can reach, but without an object, with no visualization, no target. Just direct your awareness upwards. As if you were listening for something, some faint sound far, far above you. Forget about the notion of sound and just direct your awareness upwards. And let your awareness come to rest. Right where it is. Come back to center. Now direct your awareness to your right, far out into space to your right, while sustaining the flow of awareness of awareness. And bring your awareness back to center. Right where it naturally is before you direct your awareness anywhere. Let your awareness rest where it already was, in its own place, holding its own ground. In the same fashion, direct your awareness now to the left. Back to the center. Direct your awareness downwards to the space below, with no thought about the earth element You're going down to the space of the mind, where there is no earth element. Then relax as you allow your awareness to return to its own place. Neither out nor in, neither up nor down, left or right. Its own place. As novices to this practice, you may find it helpful now for a little while to close the eyes and with a profound sense of release, of letting go, let your awareness descend to your heart and be aware of your awareness. From that vantage point, from that perspective. Again, you are not visualizing the heart. Simply let the locus of your awareness, the perspective of your awareness, descend to your heart, the heart chakra, in the center of the chest. Once again, with the eyes gently open, let your awareness rest in its own place. Now, once again, with a sense of utter release, release your awareness into the expanse of space. and let your awareness return to its own place, effortlessly resting there, illuminating and knowing its own nature. Doing nothing, simply being aware of being aware. The only time for doing comes when you see that attentional balance has been lost. If it's lost to spacing out, laxity or dullness, freshly arouse and refocus. If attentional balance is lost through excitation and distraction, release, relax, and return. Return to just being aware of awareness. Well, Lasu, that concludes our 10-day cycle with the Shamatha track. That should give you plenty to do with very little doing. So, see you a little bit later this afternoon.